Welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about some real shit here. We tell the truth. Love ain't lies. And if you feel some pain after this podcast, that means you're going to grow. All right? What's going on, guys? Listen, the comfort that you keep seeking is the thing that's holding you back the most. All right? In life, you're either surviving or you're thriving. I've done both. All right? And what do I mean by that? All right? There is times in your life where you're going to be just surviving, trying to get bills done, trying to get by, trying to get to the next day, just trying to live, you know? You're not really thriving. And what's the difference? Thriving means you're ahead of the ball. You have control of your thoughts. You have control of your body. You have this discipline. Usually when we're just surviving, it's because we keep taking continuously back steps. We take a couple steps forward, then we take a couple steps back. And that could be in many different ways. It could be with your diet. It could be with your relationship. It could be as simple as waking up early or failing to wake up early. Either way, every single day, okay? To get from surviving, right, to thriving, there's a space right there. That space is comfort. What do I mean by that? As you go throughout your day, you're going to be faced with problems. You're going to have stress. You're going to have decisions to make, right? And you're always going to be faced with the decision you want to do and the decision that you know you should do. Again, it goes back to simple. I like to give practical things. I don't like to just say all of these like ideologies. You decide to either wake up early on the weekend or you decide to sleep in on the weekend. You decide to go out and drink with your friends, or you decide to stay at home, either read a book, play some chess, or go to bed early. All right? You decide to either get a workout in, or you decide to skip the gym because you had a long day at work, or you didn't wake up on time, and you can go tomorrow. You can decide to speak to one person. This is a relationship. Speak to one person and actually have intentions of dating them, or have no intentions of dating them and you're just talking to them for no reason, just to bypass time. Because many people do that. I've done that just to entertain yourself, right? So every single day you have a decision to make. And when you're surviving to get to thriving, that in-between part, to get to thriving, you have to put in more work than what you're putting in now. All right? But when you're making that transition, say you're doing your daily jobs and you want a better body, that little space of comfort is the watching of the TV, not going to the gym, staying at home, chilling, playing, being with friends. That is what's going to keep you in survival. To get to thriving, you have to put in that extra work. You have to get home, put your shoes on, change your clothes, drive to the gym, get to the gym, be uncomfortable at the gym, work out, do sets and reps. And that is where you're going to that you're heading towards thriving. Because people, honestly, people in shape, people who look good, people who feel good are thriving in life. And so you have to make that decision. Same thing with your job. All right. If you're going to your job and you're just doing a job, that was me. There was a time where I was going to my job and I was just doing the bare minimum. I'd go in there, I'd train my classes, and then I would focus on my bodybuilding was my thing, you know? So I would go and I would just focus on, let me just train my people. All right, I'm out. I'm dipping. I wasn't doing any extra work. I wasn't going above and beyond. I wasn't trying to learn new things about my job to get better at it. I wasn't acquiring new clients. They paid me to train classes. And my mentor was like, hey, Alex, if you go out there and get more clients, like, I'll give you a split of it. Go ahead and do it. Or there's times where my boss would legitimately come to me, Alex, I have 2-3 clients I can give to you. Do you want them? And I'm like, nah, I'm okay. Because I was comfortable. I was still living at my mom's house. I was focused on bodybuilding. I'm like, nah. And I'll never forget one of my coworkers. He was taking the clients. And that man was stacking bread. And I was surviving. And I would wonder at the end of the month, man, why don't I really have that much money? You know, well, at least I'm good. At least I'm good in bodybuilding. At least my body's where I want it to be. Where in your life right now are you like that? Is it your body? Well, at least, you know, I have a boyfriend or girlfriend, or at least I have a good, at least I got money, you know, at least I'm not broke. Or maybe you're working out and your fitness is so good, but you're like, your money isn't good. You're like, you know what? I feel good. I like what I'm doing. You know, like eventually I'll make more money. Or maybe your relationship. Maybe you're in this really relationship that you don't really like. Well, it could be worse. I could be single. Or like, you know what? I'm going to make the best of it because like, at least I can still watch porn, or I might be like cheating. You never know. That's the truth. I was in that boat. My relationship was not good like 4 years ago. And like the first year, I was like, you know what? I can at least kind of flirt with girls still and still have a girlfriend. Horrible. I'm just being real with you. I ain't fucking perfect. So there is that in between. There is that between of surviving and thriving. Where do you fall? Where do you fall when it comes to that? When you're going from surviving to thriving, where is that in between for you? Is it the food? Is it the diet? Is it the comfort of another relationship? Is it the laziness? Is it the fucking laziness? Is it the procrastination? Do you find yourself on the phone scrolling through TikTok, scrolling through Instagram? Do you find yourself in a group chat just talking about bullshit? Do you find yourself just watching fucking endless amounts of fucking TV? What is it? Because either way, you're going to feel pain. Either way, you're going to feel pain if you don't put the amount of work that needs to be put in. And I'm telling you right now, life is a lot better when you're thriving than it is when you're surviving. When you're surviving, you build up more anxiety. You build up more sadness. You build up more stress. And I don't want to say you build up more stress, but you can't handle the stress. And the reason you can't handle the stress is because you haven't built the strength. When you're focused on thriving and you're doing everything that needs to be done, you're eating the right foods, training hard, you're not gossiping, you're learning more about your job to make more money, you might be stressed, but you handle the stress with more work. You handle the stress with more work, which implies that you have more confidence about yourself. The work instills the worth. When you're putting in the effort, you can go to bed knowing that you did everything you needed to do that day to get ahead. That's how I'm able to sleep a little bit better now. But before, if I wasn't doing the work, I would go to sleep kind of worried, and I'd wake up kind of like right into my problems. I'm like, God, I'm stressed about money. I'm stressed about my back, or something would stress me out. And it's because I just wasn't putting in the work. I was siding with comfort. Instead of going out there and doing better with business and getting more clients and helping more people, I would just go and flirt with more girls. I would see like, oh, what girl am I going to sleep with this week? And that would not benefit my fucking life. I was sidelining the work that needed to be get done. And because of that, I was just surviving. And understand, it happens to all of us. So how do we get better at that? You understand that every decision, if you learn to make the harder decision in the moment, be conscious about it. Be conscious. I'm going to make the hard decision today. And it can start simply as your wake-up time. When you decide to make the hard decision from the beginning of the morning, it becomes a habit the rest of the day. I wouldn't say a habit. It becomes something that you are getting accustomed to choose. If you choose to wake up early, that's hard. Then from there, if you choose to go and get a workout in, that's hard. So when something comes in front of you of like either scrolling through TikTok or eating something flavorful or talking gossip about someone, you're like, no, I'm not going to do this because it doesn't feel as good as it did when you woke up early or you worked out. Now you have that feeling of, wait, I know what it's like to pick discipline over instant gratification. Let me pick that. But if you wake up whatever time you want, you don't work out in the morning, you pick the easy way out, you eat whatever you want that tastes really flavorful, then you're going to pick the easy option later on in your day because it feels better in the moment, but then you're going to have delayed pain. Learn to pick that delayed gratification so you can feel that pride in at the end of the day so you can go from surviving to thriving. You want to thrive in life, right? Amen? Amen. Focus on that. Remember, that space in between surviving and thriving is that comfort zone. Bypass it by delaying your gratification because you're either delaying your gratification or you're delaying your pain. You decide. And I want you to fucking pick the best. Let's fucking go.